Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Would you like to know a little something about mine, Simon Miller's life? I mean, you're saying no, but tough, you're going to get it anyway. For some reason, when I sit down to watch Rampage, I have started singing, Rampage, it's a one-hour show, Rampage. Heels, lover, low blow, and I don't know why. That is the song of Go West. It has no relationship with Rampage whatsoever, but I do it every single week. Somebody please come round my house and help me. Hello, my name is Simon Miller from What Culture, a very strange individual, but it is I that have the finger of power. So What Culture have told me I can come on here and give the good bits an up and the bad bits a down for all the wrestling shows. And today we are indeed talking about the latest episode of AEW Rampage, but was it any good or was it a pile of crap? Let's find out by giving the good bits an up and the bad bits a down. You like Friends? Good, because their opening contest on AEW Rampage was Best Friends versus Best Friends, or Adam Cole and Bobby Fish taking on Wheeler Yuta and Orange Cassidy. Hashtag Friends. We started out with a little bit of wrestling between Bobby Fish and Wheeler Yuta, but the real good stuff came when Adam Cole and Orange Cassidy got in there, because they were basically doing a taunt-off. Like, Orange Cassidy was going to do his whole, put my hand in my pocket, but Adam Cole stopped him because he wanted to do the whole, Adam Cole, baby! And as a man who has been playing video games for a very long time, I knew what was happening here. They were building up their taunt so they could build up their meters and start to store finishes. This also led to Orange trying to do this over and over again and Cole being desperate to stop him. And while it really was stupid and while it was goofy, it was executed really brilliantly. And as you know, when you do goofy, stupid stuff and you do it well, I love it. Wheeler soon got back in there and this didn't work out well at all because Adam Cole and the Man from the Ocean started to work him over. But you know the deal. Wheeler was like, well, man, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a hot tag to Orange Cassidy. But he wasn't able to do it because the piece of fruit got pulled off the apron. This was just to delay the inevitable though, because eventually Orange did get that slap. He got in there and of course the first thing he did was go whoa, and he did put his hands in his pockets, and this just allowed the baby faces to run wild. I mean, there was dives, there were cross bodies. It was just entertaining stuff. Yuta then hit this incredible splash for a near fall, and that made me feel warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. It was so good. And the real best friends were just doing awesome teamwork and hitting move after move after move. I mean, there was a Slumdog Millionaire, there was a German suplex, there was a jackknife, and then all of a sudden Cole and Fish were back in the ring and they were doing exploder suplexes and they were going for knee bars. You know the deal. It was wrestling tennis. And no, that's not how I play tennis. That's how I go fencing. Cassidy also hit the beach break for another good 1-2. Oh my gosh, he kicked out. But really, you knew that Adam Cole and Bobby Fish were going to win here, because recently Adam Cole and Bobby Fish haven't been winning at all. But the way they got the victory, I wag my finger at you, is that they climbed to the top rope, or Bobby Fish and Wheeler Yuta did, and Fish, even though he is a cod, gave him a top rope Falconero. I mean, this must be the fish and the birds having some kind of a pact, but honestly, it looked so damn good, to the point I would have turned into a massive nerd if that wasn't the finish, because what else were you gonna do? You couldn't top that. Thankfully, it did get the 1-2-3, and even if you don't want to watch Rampage at all, just go and watch that move. You will go, well, flub me sideways. It also feels like there's definitely something brewing between the Undisputed guys. I mean, maybe they're going to get Kyle O'Reilly. Maybe they're going to get Roderick Strong. I don't know. What I do know, this was a very good opening match,
and it's getting it up.
Tony Nese then challenged Sammy Guevara for the TNT Championship.
I see that coming.
Nese has been busy on Dark and Elevation getting a bunch of wins, though, and he says he's been studying Sammy, so now he knows how to beat him. Of course, because somebody has said his name. Sam did arrive, and he was like, well, I accept your challenge. And because Tony Nese is an absolute piece of crap, he punched him in the face, and then he kneeled on Sammy's injured ribs. Because again, he's not a nice person, and his nan is disappointed in him. We also got another challenge after this as well, because FTR told the Lucha Brothers they want a 2 out of 3 falls match. And I'm sorry, if you have seen these guys in 2 out of 3 falls matches, you know that's like their superpower. So I'm quite excited about this. We will see it soon. Riho then beat Britt Baker. And this was yet another thing I didn't see coming. But honestly, it's these kind of little angles that make you go, oh, that wrestling really needs. And that's why I'm giving it up. And what do I mean? Well, it's simple. When a championship does go on a long reign, some of their matches start to become pointless because we, the fans, can kind of figure out, well, I know you're going to win here and I know you're going to lose here. I mean, look at the Ty Conte match that happened on the pay-per-view. That was massively enjoyable. But I don't think anybody believed that Conte was actually going to become the champ because, again, it didn't feel like it was time to take the belt off Britt Baker. So when you do re-establish that the champion can lose at any given time, as we did here, it keeps you on your tootsie toes because now you're like, well, actually, I don't know what's going to happen, which is why when Riho did defeat Britt Baker, all of a sudden it was like, oh my gosh, everything I thought I knew was dead. This also had the extra boost that there was a bunch of story here because one, Riho did never get eliminated from the Casino Battle Royale, so she deserved a shot, but also two, Jamie Hayter came out here with a look on her face like, man, Britt Baker, you absolute asshole. You cost me in the TBS title tournament. So there was just so much going on here. It's called layers. Even then, her and Rebel still decided to help out the dentist to the point they were distracting everyone, which allowed Baker to choke Riho. But we got a payoff for this as well, because Riho eventually jumped onto both of these guys and was like, man, I ain't gonna deal with you right now because I wanna win. So after these goons had interfered over and over again, and after the commentator had made it very clear that Riho has never lost to Britt Baker, Britt went for a neck breaker, Riho reversed it, and used the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll-up, and she did get the very literal surprise 1-2-3. And that is how you use this too, because this maneuver is meant to shock and surprise you. And I was totally shocked and surprised. This was all top wrestling, and we didn't actually do anything out of the ordinary. And also, Britt Baker's facial expressions here were absolutely fabu. I looked like someone had just told her, we don't need dentists anymore. That is one hell of a bravo. As ever, it was in our main event because Rampage always just zooms by, as we had 2.0 who were supporting their son Danny Garcia, as he had the very hard challenge of taking on Eddie Kingston. We've also kind of got to that point now that no matter what Eddie Kingston does, we're just gonna love him regardless, even when he goes off the rails. But I kind of think that he's always been off the rails to begin with anyway, so once again, he's endeared himself to us, the fans. That's why it's getting up. What I love most about this, though, is that they just played to their strengths. So Danny Garcia is a bit of a technician, so he was relying on his mat-based skills. But Eddie Kingston basically wants to punch you in the face and throw you around, so he was doing that too. But on top of this, this was so dirty and so brutal. Like, some of the shots made you go, oh my gosh, that looked terrible. But that also allowed you to buy in. Naturally, 2.0 helped out their boy whenever the hell they could, which allowed Danny Garcia to get back in charge here and there. But you know Eddie Kingston. Even when he was distracted, he was like, well, I kind of feel like you just screwed over me, so I'll screw over you. So he took his finger and he poked Garcia right in the eye. For some reason, Eddie then decided he would hit a second rope knee drop, but that was a terrible idea because he tweaked his leg. And Daniel Garcia's face at this point just lit up like somebody had told him about a free pizza buffet, and he was just wailing on this thing for ages. I mean, he even whipped Kingston out of the corner at one point, but Eddie just fell down because, again, his legs couldn't take it. And I love that spot. It always makes me go, oh no. Danny then decided to try for a knee bar for obvious reasons, but Eddie Kingston got to the ropes in a desperate panic. And I think this pissed Danny Boy off because he just took his fist and he punched Eddie Kingston right in the face. And I swear, all of these AEW guys must wake up the next day after the match and go, man, that was no fun. I feel like I'm hit by a bus. Given that Kingston had lost to Punk recently, this was yet another one where you were kind of like, well, I figure you're going to win here, which is what he did. Because he went for the spinning back fist and missed. And because he's a smart person, he went, well, that's my best move. The dude isn't coming at me with anything. Why don't I try it again? He did. This time he was successful.
he was your winner.
As has been written in the ancient wrestling scrolls, 2.0 then instantly attacked Eddie Kingston. It was like their instinct switch went off. They're like, man, we must get him. And because Chris Jericho had been on commentary for Rampage, and because he had fallen out with his square heads on Dynamite, he came to the ring, he made the save. But here's the thing. We zoomed in on Eddie Kingston's face at one point, and he did not look very happy. Now, admittedly, he never looks very happy, but now I'm starting to think, is this actually a ruse? Because we're going to go to Chris Jericho versus Eddie Kingston, and I really hope we do that, because it means Eddie can basically continue on his I'm going to take on a bunch of former WWE champions tour. And that's a tour I will pay good money for. And that was it for Rampage. You know the deal as always. It's so hard to get a 60-minute wrestling show wrong. To the point someone said to me this week, Simon, do you think Rampage will ever get an overall down? And there's always a chance, but it's going to be pretty tough. That's why this week overall, it's getting up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.